SOS scandal, 6 degrees of separation. Susan Anderson, wife of former IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman, whose department harassed conservative groups, is, according to her tweets, obsessed with prominent conservative leaders like Karl Rove and the Koch brothers, both targeted by the IRS. Coincidence? Has she ever mentioned it to her husband? Anderson works for Public Campaign, a liberal group dedicated to stopping conservative groups from getting tax-exempt status. By the way, Public Campaign enjoys their tax-exempt status profusely. They prominently featured on the website the activities of the Koch brothers and questioned whether they should get tax-exempt status for their political activities. By another coincidence, the charge that the Kochs avoided paying any federal corporate taxes was leaked to Austin Googlesby by somebody at the IRS. Googlesby, a presidential advisor, then tweeted the news out to his friends, and it made the papers. The campaign is headed by Nick Neihardt, who defended the IRS assault on conservative groups, saying there are legitimate questions to be answered about their activities. Mr. Neihardt, Susan Anderson's boss, Susan Anderson was Doug Shulman's wife, visited the White House 7 times in 09 and 10, including 2 private meetings with the president, just like Shulman. So here's the cozy relationship. Anderson works for, focuses on the tax-exempt status of conservative groups. She obsesses on them in her tweets. She attends Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. Meanwhile, her husband runs the IRS, which audits them with a special ferocity. He does so by bringing in Lois Lerner, a former Federal Elections Commissioner enforcement director who targeted Christian groups in that job. And Shulman and Nyland meet frequently with the president and the other White House staff. Got where this is leading? And in today's hearings, we have chilling testimony from the head of the National Organization for Marriage, an anti-gay marriage group, who testified today that the IRS gave confidential information on their group, including their donor list, to political opponents. And Sue Martinek, president of the Coalition for Life of Iowa, said she was told by an IRS official to refrain from participating in demonstrations against Planned Parenthood if she wanted to get her tax-exempt status. She was asked to have all of her board members swear under penalty of perjury that they would not, quote, pray, picket, or protest outside of Planned Parenthood. Now, to make matters worse, Fox News reports that armed agents of the Department of Homeland Security are attending and monitoring the anti-IRS demonstrations by Tea Party groups, such as the one 2 weeks ago that Gary visited, and we interviewed people who were there. And I want to play some of those interviews now. Those folks were under surveillance when they did it. In Los Angeles, Tea Party demonstrators reported that DHS used a helicopter to overfly the anti-IRS demonstration. Hey, welcome to a brave new world. Big Brother is watching. Thanks.